Kate, Thursday afternoon, how about I Love This Town? Yeah, a little reminder of some of the things that we love about living in a small town. And today we have a story from Michael from Fort Bragg. He is our storyteller. And he writes, recently I've been going through some rough financial times, partly because of the limit on how much time I can spend with my client. My client and my friend who has dementia. I work for her, but I wind up volunteering a lot more hours than I get paid for because she doesn't have the money for 24-hour care, which she needs, but she's worth it. So I step in. The other night at dinner, I ran into a person I only know as a checker and stocker at Harvest Market, and he asked how I'd been. We've chatted generally in passing at the store from time to time, and I told him briefly about what I was up to. He mentioned that his mother had died in January, and that her caregivers, too, had worked above and beyond their paid hours to make sure she got what she needed. He thanked me for doing the same, and as I was turning to head out the door, he shoved $40 in my shirt pocket and said that he couldn't be there for his mom, so he was just passing it on. Michael, I understand why he was passing it on. Thank you for extending yourself to help others in our community. And thank you to the checker and stocker at Harvest who recognized an opportunity to help and did. A lot of caregivers in our communities, many of whom work a lot of extra hours helping to care for people who need them. Michael, obviously you're one of them. Thank you. I love this town.